Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon. A number of our state's colleges and universities are announcing big layoffs because of revenue shortfalls as a result of the pandemic. Are these just temporary, or do you think they're going to be permanent shrinkings of staff and professors and support personnel? And how is this going to affect higher education going forward? Chris?
Well, I think it's too early to know. I think when we start seeing a state budget put together, hopefully in a bipartisan way this early next year when they start having hearings, I do think we're going to have to make some cuts across the board. I hope they're not cuts that devastate and hurt the essential services at the universities and hurt access for students. That's the most important thing. But, you know, I'm also hopeful that when the vaccine is available, Dr. Fauci now says it's as early as April, that we'll start to see even a bigger economic comeback than we've started to see gradually across North Carolina. I do think this will be, I'm all for examining the role and funding of higher education, but I hope we don't go too far down the road that it forces us to make cuts that affects the essential services and the things that universities provide. There are a lot of people understandably worried about that. I think on university campuses, you know, the university system in North Carolina is one big reason why our state continues to grow and why people want to come here. And I hope we don't hurt that as we try to figure out how to make the budgets balance in this uncertain time.
John, going back to UNC President Margaret Spellings, we've been talking about the fact that colleges and universities needed to reform, and particularly to look at their business models. What do you think of this issue?
The trends that you're talking about predate COVID. It has to do in part with changes in demographics. Just as we've seen public school enrollment decline, that's not all been because private school enrollment went up. It's just because the population of school-aged children is different. We've also seen that just the sheer cost of delivering higher education is such that it's not about who's going to pay the tuition bill. That's what we typically think of when we think about college costs, is who pays the bill. The real issue is how big is that bill? Why is that bill so high, whether the government's paying it or somebody else is paying it? I think some of these trends are absolutely permanent. They have to do with technological change. They have to do with some students starting to figure out that for them, an alternative arrangement to go into a campus, on campus for 5 years or 6 years, and maybe or maybe not getting a degree is not the right choice for them. So I think that some of these changes are permanent. They're hastened by the pandemic, but not caused by it.
And Chris, we've talked about mission spread before. I mean, many colleges and universities have expanded well beyond the traditional role of educating students and have branched into other areas, and perhaps maybe this is something that needs to be examined.
Yeah, I think so. Although, again, I think, you know, there is a role for intellectual pursuits. We just don't want, we want people graduating with marketable skills and all those things. I think that's one side of the equation. The other side is we want a place for freedom of expression, of exploration, of liberal arts, of learning things about history and social sciences and all the rest of it. I just don't want to, I'm all for examining these things and being cost effective. But you even, I think, use the term business model. That's an appropriate term for part of the discussion, but it's a public institution with a public good that helps people increase their knowledge and their, not just their marketability as employees, but their ability to be productive, thoughtful, insightful citizens. So universities play a lot of roles. I agree we need to be careful of mission creep. I think we also need to be careful of narrowing everything too much and becoming just a factory.
But I think, John, there's also I use the term business model from the standpoint of the financial business model, where the revenues are coming from and where they are getting spent. So I think that there's been an acceptance for some time that the traditional model, you talked about tuitions, they actually, in the university system in North Carolina, what is it, 28% or 30% of the revenues actually come from tuitions?
North Carolina has one of the lowest rates of tuition paying for the total cost of delivering education. In other words, we have relatively low tuition even after recent increases. But actually, I think Chris is absolutely right that education is not simply vocational training and should never be simply vocational training. What I think is happening, though, and will happen further, is you do not need to go off to a four-year campus to learn about history. I just think there are going to be some new ways that people engage with knowledge that will be an efficient use of their time, efficient use of resources. I believe this is going to be a positive effect, not just on vocational training or getting people jobs. I think it will be a positive effect on the general education of the population.
And I think it's going to be a discussion that is going to be a big one in 2021 as we go forward. Well, I thank you for watching the After Spin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.